This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, October 4th. welcome to the fourth quarter. And although we got off to a strong start last Friday, what's happening is there's some cross currents now that are distracting investors. So I just want to address all the cross currents. Number one is the deficit ceiling. They're going to lift the deficit ceiling. So no matter what the headlines say or any news media says, they will lift the deficit ceiling. You know, most countries don't have deficit ceilings. We do, because one political party likes to embarrass the other. But it doesn't matter who's in charge. Deficits continue to compound. The U.S. is not going to default on its debt, and the deficit ceiling will get raised. So that is a false headline. The other thing is the dollar is near a one-year high. It's not up today against most currencies, but it is up a trailing 1 year. And that's because our real interest rates are higher than the rest of the world, even though our interest rates are negative after inflation. So the most important news for you folks is that the inflationary pressures are overwhelming, okay? It's the supply chain bottlenecks. It's the energy inflation. And a lot of this is emanating from outside of America. So you might know that Britain has a shortage of truck drivers. That's because when they left the European Union, they were too strict on their worker visas. And so not only is it hard to get petroleum to the gas stations and all, it's hard to get supplies, okay? Now, they brought in the British military to address that, but there's still some problems at the stores and bare shelves. And as you may know, Costco in America has put limitations on certain items, you know, so you can't buy a truckload of toilet paper right now, apparently. Anyway, these port bottlenecks are real, okay? It's going to mess up the holidays for everybody. Everybody's going to have to give gift cards to their kids and grandkids because, you know, it's just going to be really hard to buy things. And that's just the way it is. And it's affecting a lot of retail industries and other industries. So it'll be interesting to see how all this plays out. I personally think it'll help the online shopping business because people will be looking for goods and they might find it faster online. Okay. The other thing that's going on is the weather. Okay, now in the southern part of the hemisphere, the South Pole, it got record cold. In the northern hemisphere, we have droughts everywhere. Not so much in the eastern United States, but in the west we have droughts. Many parts of Europe, Central Asia have droughts. So the hydroelectric has dropped and everybody's looking for fossil fuels to burn, okay? And that's where it's getting interesting, okay? Normally, you have a heavy inventory of fossil fuels going into the winter. But what happens when you have high prices, everybody's dragging their feet, waiting for prices to drop, because prices normally drop in the fall. So this is causing a bit of a panic, and we'll see what happens. But just to give you an outlandish example, Kabul, Afghanistan is starting to go dark because they're not paying the electricity bill that comes from outside Afghanistan. So they're going to be dark. And so they are setting themselves back. So that's just the way it is. But the politicians in Europe don't want to tell the people what their electricity and heating is going to cost. Okay. And this is throwing cold water on all the green energy initiatives. Obviously, hydro is very effective. Obviously, France has nuclear, so France doesn't fit in this equation. But the windmills just didn't blow the way they're supposed to, and because of nice, mild weather. And it's called a high-pressure system. So, and we face the same thing in America. You know, California doesn't like natural gas. They shut down 3 big natural gas plants on the ocean. Well, they need them now. So they're using these peaker natural gas plants to make ends meet. They hope the solar and the battery storage facilities would help. And, you know, we recommend stocks that do all that to help people, homeowners. But the truth of the matter is that it's just not enough. And so because the hydro that they get from the Pacific Northwest has been curtailed and their own dams are not producing the hydroelectric they used to because of the low water levels. So what a mess, okay? And the final thing that's going on is this infrastructure spending bill has definitely stalled for now, okay? Nancy Pelosi went off to Italy to meet the Pope. It looks like nothing's going to happen for a while, if at all. That's a big defeat for Joe Biden. The last thing I want to mention is that obviously China keeps flying their war planes over Taiwan. We own all these Taiwan chip companies that the world needs. And I want to assure everybody that no matter what happens, China is not going to mess with the infrastructure of Taiwan, even if they try to take over that nation. Now, I don't think that's going to happen, but if they do it, they'll probably do it sooner than later, especially if they think the U.S. is weak. But it is disturbing to watch these war games go on. And but if it does happen, China is not going to mess with Taiwan's infrastructure because they need it. They need the chips too. Okay, now as far as the news goes this week, we're going to have the ISM services report on Tuesday. I'm expecting a pretty good report on that. Then on Wednesday, we get the ADP payroll report. And then on Thursday, we get the new claims for unemployment. And then Friday, we get the Labor Department's payroll report. The job creation in America is going to be very, very interesting. Some people are quitting their jobs because they don't want to get the vaccines and all. And but if you quit your job because of that, you can't get unemployment because they say you willfully terminated your employment. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Some people could still file for unemployment anyway, and then they can get denied it. But I'll be very curious about the employment numbers. There's labor shortage all over America. I happen to be in Alabama this week. This is a very prosperous state. You know, they got a lot of auto plants here, a lot of cheap electricity. It's a boom town, a boom state, I should say. You know, there's acute labor shortages. So, you know, the good news is our economy is creating jobs. If people want to find jobs, they're there. The bad news is we haven't erased all the damage from the pandemic, and we lost 5 million jobs. So we'll see if that gets cleared up when the payroll report comes out on Friday. But I think when all the dust settles, it's all going to be every stock for themselves, who has the best earnings. And I think you'll see that around the 18th or so of October, we'll be focusing on earnings. Of course, the 18th is when the government has to lift the debt ceiling anyway. So it's I think you should use the next several days and a couple weeks just to nibble on stocks as they oscillate here. You know, it's amazing. I got several stocks up today. I got several that are down. It's just we're still in this washing machine. But when earnings come out, things will be fine. The last thing I want to remind everybody is the fourth quarter is a good quarter. October is seasonally a strong month. Whether I look at the last 20, 50, 100 years, it's a seasonally strong month. I know we had an October 87 a long time ago, but it's even with that, it's still seasonally strong. November is even a better month, okay? We get our what we call our early January effect. The small cap stocks really heat up. A lot of year-end pension funding going on in around Thanksgiving. And December is a good month. And then January is a good month. So we have four good months to look forward to right now. So this is the pause that refreshes. We get to nibble on stocks. Don't worry about all the headlines. Everybody's just trying to scare everybody. As far as I'm concerned, if your stocks have good earnings, like ours do, you're going to be fine. So hang in there, folks. I know the headlines bother a lot of people, and I just want to address all those items, but I expect some positive economic news this week, and I do expect whatever's worrying people will be over sooner than later. So that's it, everybody. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions.